Advent at Arunachala celebrations and more. In Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram at Nova Scotia Ashram, devotees gathered on Sunday, September 1st for the 123rd anniversary of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi's advent at Arunachala. This sacred occasion has been celebrated every year since the inauguration of Arunachala Ashram in Nova Scotia on September 1st, 1972. It was a warm Sunday and many devotees came and occupied all the guest rooms of the ashram for the whole weekend. Ananta Padmanabhan conducted the puja, talked on Bhagavan's life and teachings and guided the program. On the following Saturday, 7th September, devotees filled the shrine of Arunachala Ashram in New York City, where recitations of master composition, songs in praise and talks of his life and message were given. A short video was shown in remembrance of Srimati Ramani Subramanian, wife of V.S. Mani, manager at Sri Ramana Ashram. Srimati Ramani was observed in the lotus feet Bhagavan on May 13th and this video was produced by the devotee of the San Francisco area Ramana Satsang group with whom she had a special relationship for many years. On the same morning as the Advent program in New York City, the Ramana Satsang devotees conducted a well-attended program at the Fairmont Senior Center in Fairmont, California. The remembrance video was viewed. They had a presentation on the late senior devotee of Janaki Mata, Sri Shiva Dinanathan, a professional music recital and a dance performance by the children. On September 14, devotees from the New York Ashram traveled down to Herndon, Virginia to attend the Advent at Arunachala program conducted at the Frying Pan Farm Community Center, which was sponsored by the Washington, D.C. area devotees. Since it was a well-planned and anticipated two-hour event, the hall quickly filled up with about 150 eager to absorb the grace and inspiration radiation from Sri Ramana Arunachala. Amongst the devotees who attended there has been discussion about opening Sri Ramana Center in the DC area. Let us see how this unfolds. Then, on September 21st in Ogdensburg, New York, right at the border of Canada, within the site of St. Lawrence Seaway, the Sampokshanam of Sri Ramanachala Mandiram was performed. Sri Ananta Padmanabhan and his wife Madhu worked single-handedly to construct a shrine dedicated to Bhagavan Ramana. A priest, Prakash Pat, was brought in from New York and under his guidance, all the formal Kumbhabhishekam pujas and chants were performed. A lingam was installed on a pedestal beneath the perennial stream of water that flows through a pipe from an artisan well drill on the site. The Samprokshanam was a two-day event and was well attended by a large group of enthusiastic devotees from New York City, New Jersey, Toronto, Ottawa and Nova Scotia. In addition to the many Advent at Arunachala program held at Ramana Satsang throughout the USA and Canada, there was a special weekend retreat at the Ramana Center in Elgin, Illinois from October 12th to 14 that was attended by about 20 devotees and seekers. Jane Liu and Rita Morrow have created a pristine and peaceful adobe for those eager to imbibe the teachings, grace and guidance of the Master.